We first met Jerry DeWitt last year on this program, soon after he founded the Community Mission Chapel, a humanist congregation in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I was moved by his dedication to his members and by his warmth toward all people of all religious orientations, and I thought the Christmas season would be a great time to revisit his work. So I'm delighted to welcome Jerry DeWitt back to State of Belief Radio. Jerry, welcome back.
Well, it is totally my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's been over a year now since we first introduced you to our listeners. I just can't help but ask, how have things been going with the Community Mission Chapel?
Community Mission Chapel is doing very well. Probably its only disadvantage is me, and I say that in relationship to my constant travels. So I've not been able to put the energy into it like I would really like to, but we are growing, and we do have wonderful staff. And this December the 28th, we have an unbelievably wonderful event coming up where it's going to be a combination of the normal secular service along with a barbecue. You know, you can't get together in the South without adding some food into the mix. And we're also going to have a fossil hunt for the kids. We're going to be having our service at someone's residence that has built their own park. And this park also contains thousands of fossils that have been planted in order to give children the ability to learn about fossils.
Jerry, is there a high point, an outstanding moment that you would share with us?
That's a really good question. Let me think about that for a second. You know, I really think that the high point for me, and I'm sorry that this isn't very dramatic, but I think the high point for me on a very regular basis is to have people that are from the South in particular, that in whichever way life leads them to my book, they stumble across our story, they read it, they digest it, and then later on they write us and describe how the book gave them the courage to speak out, to express their own individuality, and to begin to live a life a little freer from maybe some limiting traditions. And so I think I have those high points almost on a daily basis.
There were news reports earlier this year about some disturbing harassment a family that was attending the chapel received. Would you be able to talk about that for a minute?
Sure. So to give you the short version of the story, CMC, Community Mission Chapel, has struggled to find a regular venue. And we've bounced around, and we've been bounced around from different venue owners. And in the process of this, one of our staff members who grew up and whose children still go to one of the local high schools in our area, this staff member had the idea of, hey, let's just use this high school's auditorium, because everybody uses it for lots of different things. And in the process of that, we really, really, really generated a lot of animosity with the believing community. They did not want these non-believers using their high school gymnasium in this fashion. And so, of course, all of that speaks towards a great misunderstanding as to what our mission is and what it is that we actually do. But that's normal. We, you know, that's the state of our business. But in the midst of that, unfortunately, one of the absolute kindest, most inclusive families within our little secular community was targeted. And now we have to believe that they were targeted by someone that knew them personally and must have had some type of vendetta and used our services and this family's connection to our secular community as an excuse to try and intimidate these people and literally try to make them not be part of our community. They literally threw two different notes that were hand-delivered into this family's mailbox outside of their home. They threatened via these notes to do things to their children in order to try to save their children from the mom and dad's corrupt influence.
How has the relationship with the Lake Charles community evolved overall in this past year?
Now, this is something I am very proud of, and I will, maybe I'll rescind my earlier statement and say this has been a high point as well. Our goal from the very beginning has been to normalize, not just normalize atheism, because Community Mission Chapel is not about atheism. If it's about any one particular philosophy, it's really about humanism. And our goal, though, has been to normalize the non-believing or the secular community within the Deep South. And I feel like if you were to exclude this singular attack against this one family, I would say we've been really, really, really successful. We've been on the local news a couple of different times. Obviously, different news medias nationally and internationally have made a big deal out of what we've been doing, and no one has protested us. No one has physically assaulted us. And so, in some ways, maybe they're just trying to ignore us with the hope that we're going away, but I'm being a little more positive about it, and I think they're actually accepting our goodwill. So I'm thrilled about our place in the community right now.
Well, Jerry, it's the Christmas season. There's nowhere to hide from the commercial expressions of this time of the year. And I know that holds true of religious messages as well. How do you address that with your congregation?
So, you know, I love Christmas. I love Christmas. Now, sometimes when my family hears me say that, they challenge me on it because they know that financially I'm a Scrooge. And I really hate to have to spend money for no other reason than commercialism tells us to. But outside of that, I absolutely love Christmas. I love the Christmas season. I love the Christmas music. I love the colors, the decoration, the whole ambiance of Christmas. And so it's very easy to share the principles of Christmas or of the Christmas season with a secular congregation, because isn't it really always about family? You know, it just is. It's about family. Even for someone who's not married or doesn't have children, they're still going to connect with extended family and friends in a deeper and richer way, or at least the season is going to motivate them to attempt to. And so our secular congregation and our humanistic values has always been centered on family values, on the value of family, the value of relationship, along with the value of self-expression. And so it's extremely easy to deal with Christmas. Now, on a personal level, once a person has made this journey and they no longer belong to, you know, the traditions that they may have been brought up in and the way that those traditions relate to the Christmas holiday, once they work that out within themselves, then I think the real struggles for the non-believer is, what do I do with my immediate family who is going to try to enact some type of faith-based tradition? And especially, I think it may even be harder with extended family. When I go to the Christmas dinner with the grandparents, or I go to Christmas dinner or Christmas reunion with the extended family, and everyone's wanting to pray, you know, how do I deal with that? That's where I think more of the challenges with Christmas come up.
How do you personally keep from feeling alienated at this time of the year? I know your background is as an evangelical pastor. There must be some mixed feelings about all of this right now.
The only time that I have felt alienated has been particularly through, two places. I feel a little alienated during whenever it's time to say grace. Now, my personality causes me to simply sit there quietly. And I remember a couple of years ago, whenever all of this was still very new, my father-in-law, who's very, very gracious, a very, very generous person to me. He went along with what had become a tradition in our extended family, and that was for me as the minister to say grace at every event. And so obviously I wasn't in the position to do that anymore, but he still kind of fell into that habit. And so we went back and forth for a little while. He says, yeah, go ahead and say grace. And I'm like, no, it's your house. You do it. No, you do it. No, you do it. No, you do it. And finally he just turned to his wife and said, honey, you do it. she said grace. And I sat there, eyes still open, head not bowed, not trying to be, you know, impolite in any way, but also being true to my own conscience, where my son, who is also a non-believer and obviously 20 years younger than me, he made sure that he, you know, took a big swig of something at the same time that everyone was saying grace. So his self-expression was a little more outstanding than mine. I feel a little alienated there, and I feel a little alienated that the situation has evolved in such a way that I cannot comfortably go and celebrate. Say, for instance, one of the churches that I worked out of is only a couple of blocks from my home, and they have a fantastic Christmas program. Wonderful, wonderful Christmas program. Obviously, it's going to be Christ-centered, but at the same time, it's community-based and it's traditional singing, and I do wish that my story had made its way into the public arena in a slightly different way so that I could go and enjoy that service and enjoy that, you know, that local community without it being an issue. And so that does make me feel a little alienated. But I do believe that we all go out of our way to make up for that, and I think most of us are very successful with making up for it.
Jerry DeWitt is the founder of the Secular Community Mission Chapel in Lake Charles, Louisiana. He is the author of the book, Hope After Faith, An Ex-Pastor's Journey from Faith to Atheism. Jerry, it's great to talk with you again. I hope you have a happy new year and your congregation as well. Thanks again for being with us on State of Belief Radio.
Well, happy new year to you and all of your listeners. And to everyone's great surprise, let me say I wish all of you a very Merry Christmas.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. The ongoing financial support of State of Belief listeners is essential to keeping this show on the air. A big thank you to listeners who've made a donation this past week. If you find value in what we're doing, I urge you to join our other generous supporters today as you consider your end-of-the-year giving plans. Please visit stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stateofbelief.com is also where you can sign up for our free weekly podcast. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/stateofbelief and share the stories that you find compelling. Share them with your friends. The same goes for Twitter. We're at twitter.com/stateofbelief. It's a great way for you to be an active part of getting these important voices to reach more people at a time when the noise in social media threatens to drown them out. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what?